It's Saturday morning, the first Saturday of June. It's time for our CVTC program. I've got Sean Vanderwall, landscape and turf management instructor. Things are definitely growing out there, and we take a look at our landscape. And sometimes we want to do a little remodeling. Do you have some good tips for me?
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of getting to that point. The veggie gardens are planted, and we're out sitting on our deck having dinner, hopefully, or on the front porch, and we start to notice around the house that we do have some landscaping areas, or maybe a completely new area that we want to beautify on our properties a little bit. And I think one thing I want to do is identify kind of the common practice is people get excited about landscaping. They have maybe read some articles or seen some pictures of new plants online. And the first instinct is, I'm going to go and buy plants. We spend a Saturday out hitting some stores, hitting some greenhouse nursery centers, and we come home with a vehicle load of plants that we found to be beautiful. And unfortunately, you'll find in this situation that you're going to wind up kind of frustrated. That's almost a backwards way to do it. So what I encourage people to do is to really think about what it is you're trying to accomplish. And some of the considerations before you even pick an area to plant is, how do you use your property? Do you have young children that are running around? As humans, we form patterns on our property, and you can tell just by looking at your grass. Where do you always walk when you go to the chicken coop? Where do you always walk when you cut behind the garage? And these are places to not put your garden, okay? And a lot of people will build a garden, they'll find like, hey, this is where I used to drive my lawnmower through, or this is the route to the mailbox, and you start walking through your garden. So how do you use your property? What do you want to use it for? And really think about where the best place for that landscape is going to be. And from there, taking the time to kind of to visualize the perspective. And this is very hard for some people to kind of be able to imagine. The more knowledge of plants you have, the easier it is. But to be able to imagine the colors, the textures of plants, the kind of organizing it from lower plants to taller plants in the back and sequencing, and begin to visualize what it is you want to see. And then slowly start building that plant list. And one of the big things, especially when we start landscaping directly around our house, and I beg people to do this, is make sure, and even if you just use a level and a 2x4 to make sure that soil is graded away from your foundation. It can be really easy to miss sometimes when we start working up soil around our house. We want to make sure there's, even if it's a little bit, some sort of slope away from our foundation, so that when your landscape is done, it doesn't become this funnel that pushes rainwater and roof runoff against our foundation and create this potential for basement flooding and basement leaks. And it happens a lot more often than you think. So if you have to bring in some soil and kind of rake it and level it, you can do this by hand. You don't need equipment to grade out along your house. And once you're there and you maybe take some time to add some quality amendments to your soil, and you kind of have this idea, this plan for what you want it to look like, then it's time to start looking around for those plants. And you can buy them in chunks. You can buy some trees and shrubs and put them in place and then look at it again. And maybe you'll see some differences that now that these more of these plants are in place, that you can make some decisions.
Sounds to me like we need to do some mapping.
Yeah. My father is a wonderful man. He has a landscape company and a greenhouse nursery in eastern Wisconsin, Sheboygan County. And one of my favorite things to watch him do as a kid that he still does now is a customer will show up and say, I got this space. And rather than sit there and try and listen to him, he'll grab a stick and he'll go to the limestone path that's at my parents' greenhouse, and he'll scratch out the size of the space in the ground, and he'll start walking that customer through, and they start setting plants in the space. And before they load those plants up on the cart, they'll have the shape of the garden drawn out in the limestone screens and all the plants in place. The customer takes a picture of it, take it home. But you can do something similar to this too. Measure out your space, draw it on a piece of paper, at least put together a rough map that's close to scale. Look at how big certain types of plants get, how far they spread, and sketch this out. Otherwise, that's the biggest flaw. If you go out and buy these plants, you just plug in this hodgepodge of random plants you thought were pretty, and 2 years down the road, it doesn't make sense. It's not visually pleasing. It doesn't make you feel happy and comfortable when you look at it. But having that plan and just really thinking it through and prepping your site before you go out and buy all those plants, that's the best piece of advice I can offer you to get started.
Well, I found it interesting you said that you could start with the landscaping and you can always add on. Do a lot of people do that?
I think on a smaller scale, if you know what the must-haves are, the hydrangea is a must-have, if the arborvitaes are a must-have, get those pieces in place. If you want a tree on the corner of your house, or you know you want to frame your kitchen window with some shrubs, get those pieces in place, and then you can kind of step back again and look at it and see, do I want the edge of my bed to change shape a little bit? Do I want to put something else that matches the color of what I have here already? And unless you're driving an hour to get to a greenhouse, which we don't have to do these days because they're everywhere, that's a very common option, and I think a really smart option.
Does there come a time when it's too late to change up your landscape?
I don't think there's a time when it's too late. I mean, landscape companies will operate all summer. What I will tell you is that if you start installing landscapes late June through July, beginning of August, you're looking at our warmest season in Wisconsin. So you take these nice leafy green plants out of their pots and nurseries where they've been watered and cared for, plug them into your probably a little less quality soil than the potting soil they've been in. It takes a lot more water and care. A lot of people will wait till either early spring to install shrubs and trees, or that kind of dormant bit beginning of November. That's a wonderful time to plant trees and shrubs.
Great advice. Keeping our landscape looking eye-appealing from our Saturday morning CVTC program with Sean Vanderwall, landscape and turf management instructor. And I'm Jill Welke.